From Spark and Anvil and Soundsphere, this is Bloom, in Chapter 1 of the Soundsphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bloom shimmers. She's a firefly tween, her glow soft and warm like cream lit with amber, and she wears a chunky studio tunic with pockets everywhere. She moves with a quiet hum, and she carries a stack of small cards printed with big, bold letters, A, D, S, R. Bloom teaches Envelope the surprising idea that every sound has a shape. Sounds aren't just on and off like a light switch, she says, her voice humming like a tuning fork. They begin, they hold, they fade. Everyone has a little story. Attack, sustain, decay, release. How it begins, holds, and fades. Her studio smells faintly of ozone and old paper, tiny lights blinking everywhere, and on her little envelope tracker screen, she can draw the invisible shape of any sound at all.
Bloom fell in love with sound shapes the day she stopped hearing sounds as just there. For the longest time, she says, glow pulsing gently, I thought a sound was simple. It happened, then it was gone. On, off, that's it. Then an old sound keeper handed her a bell and told her to really listen, not to the note, but to the shape. So I struck the bell and I listened all the way to the end, and it didn't just stop. It rang out and lingered and faded so slowly I could still hear it after I thought it was gone. Bloom's amber light brightened at the memory. It was like the sound had a whole little life, a beginning, a long, soft goodbye. And once I heard that, I couldn't unhear it. Every sound had a secret shape. I've been mapping them ever since.
One afternoon, Pip, a bright squirrel kid in a red cap, poked into Bloom's studio, curious. A sound has a shape? Pip asked, doubtful. I thought sounds were just noises. Bloom smiled, reading the doubt kindly. Watch, she said, and picked up her glowing envelope tracker. Let me show you the secret life of sounds.
Bloom pressed a button and a piano rang out, dong, bright and quick. And on the screen, a line shot up like a tiny rocket, dropped a little, held a split second, and vanished. Sharp beginning, quick fade, gone, she said. Then a violin. Whee! Smooth and long, its line rising slowly like a gentle hill, holding, then floating away. This one builds up, stays strong, let's go slowly. Very polite, the violin. A drum. Bam! A super fast spike, then nothing. No holding back, just bam and done. And a bell. Ding dong! Its line shooting up, then fading slowly, slowly, lingering in the air. Bells say goodbye very slowly. Sometimes you still hear them when they're gone. Then she held up her four cards. A is attack, how fast it starts. A drum attacks fast. A violin creeps in. D is decay, how fast it drops to its main level after the attack. S is sustain, how long it holds that level. A violin holds long, a drum barely at all. R is release, how long it takes to fully disappear when you let go. A bell's is long, a piano's is medium. She mapped each instrument's shape on the tracker. Piano, fast attack, quick decay, almost no sustain, medium release. Violin, slow attack, long sustain, slow release. Drum, everything fast, no sustain. Bell, fast attack, long release. See how different they are, even playing the same note? That's why they sound different. It's like they each have their own personality, all because of their envelope.
Pip stared at the little mountains and valleys on the screen, amazed. So every sound is like a tiny sculpture? An invisible sculpture with its own secret shape, Bloom said, glow brightening. And once you can see the shape, you can make a sound do anything, even build sounds nobody has ever heard. Then, softer, attack, sustain, decay, release. How a sound begins, holds, and fades. And watching the glowing shapes rise and fall,
Pip felt something warm and wondering settle inside. The quiet, tingly gladness of learning a secret language, a whole hidden world of shapes living inside every ordinary noise. It was, Pip thought, like being handed a pair of magic ears, and the feeling of the world suddenly having so much more in it, gentle and bright, was the best part of all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to bloom. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.